during these days of Easter, we've had this really beautiful look at Peter and the growth that Peter has gone through. And we've seen that growth, that it's not just one straight trajectory, but it's a growth that comes about also by Peter's great failure and his need to accept that failure in humility and allow the Lord to reconcile him back to himself. And from that, then there is this tremendous greater growth that happens. In the gospel today, clearly this is earlier on. We're in John 6, way before the passion, death, and resurrection. But even here, we see this beautiful seed of faith in Peter's heart. Jesus confessing, "My flesh is real food, my blood real drink." And then everyone, but it seems the 12, who abandon the Lord because of this teaching on the Eucharist, Peter responds, "Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life." And from that, then, knowing all that he's been through in the first reading today from the Acts of the Apostles, Peter now is at this place where he's living in such intimate union with the Lord Jesus that he's able to allow the Lord to work through him with this incredible raising up from the dead of Tabitha. And when he's called into Joppa to pray after Tabitha has already died, or goes from Joppa to from Lydda to Joppa, pardon me. When he arrives in, what we see here is that Peter sends everyone out and he kneels down and he prays. St. Luke tells us, "Then he turned to Tabitha's body and said, 'Tabitha, rise up.'" But it begins with Peter kneeling down and praying, this moment of calling on the Lord, of his own union with the Lord. Only from there will the healing come. So with this healing, there's a great scripture scholar, Catholic scripture scholar, Mary Healy. She teaches at Sacred Heart Seminary in Detroit. She's written extensively on the Acts of the Apostles, and she would say of a passage like this and the other healings that fill the Acts of the Apostles, she would say, why are you not expecting the Lord to do this now still? Mary has a beautiful, very powerful healing ministry herself, so it's great. She not only teaches the Lord's healing as we see it in Scripture, but she herself steps out to say, "Lord, we believe, your church believes that you're still able to heal, so do it." So she teaches, but she has this really powerful healing ministry. So she puts that question out to the church. Why do we not expect that the Lord is still healing now? It's a rhetorical question in the sense that she, in her writings on Acts of the Apostles and all of this, she's saying to the church, look, we need to expect that the Lord is still healing. Three things that need to happen for that healing to flow through us, she says. One is, like Peter, we need to have our own intimate connection with the Lord in prayer and in the sacraments. There's no way that we should expect healing to happen unless that's there. And then we need to do what Jesus teaches us: ask, seek, and knock. So we have to be bold in our prayer and really believe, Lord, your power to heal didn't dry up. It didn't stop flowing. And so we ask, we seek, we knock, as we really pray for others, like our prayer teams, our prayer ministry teams do after Sunday Masses. The third piece is what Mary said to the servants in Cana: do whatever he tells you. So there has to be an obedient faith on our part then, having prayed, to step out and do whatever Jesus asks of us. And that's where many of us end up kind of holding back. Well, Lord, if I pray for somebody to be healed and it doesn't happen, well, I don't want to look like a fool, but In her book on healing, Mary Healy says, we just have to step out and do what he asks and leave the rest to him. It's his work anyway. So intimacy with the Lord, asking, seeking, knocking, and doing whatever he tells you. In our day and age, the Lord uses healing as one of his great tools for evangelization. In a world that has ceased to believe, it does seem like the Lord is pouring out a healing grace through his church that is designed to awaken faith. So put that out to you so that as we hear what the Lord did through Peter, we might not relegate that to only 2 millennia ago, but really allow the Lord to stir up in our hearts a readiness to let him work through us. The charism of healing, it still exists. And the Lord wants us to step out in faith, with a bold faith, to let him work and do these kinds of beautiful healings still in our day through us. This second Saturday of the month, we have our renewal of our couples, their wedding vows. And so let me quickly shift to that and invite all of the couples who are here today who have weddings in this month of May to please stand.